This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. The things that are proclaimed on this broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow are also proclaimed at the Litchfield Church of God. So if you'd like further understanding, that teaching and the understanding of the scriptures are taught there as well. I'd like to have you continue to follow along by getting a piece of paper and a pencil and write down the passages that we're going to study today that you can go back and re-examine the scriptures that we discuss. If you have a Bible, you could follow along in the scriptures today as well. It's important for you to know what the Bible teaches and to study the scriptures to be a student of the Word of God, as was the man in the New Testament named Timothy. This young man, he was under the training of the Apostle Paul. Paul considered him to be a son in the faith. And Paul told Timothy to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, understanding what the scripture says, being able to give an answer for the hope that you have. And so I'd like to have you get your Bible and follow along, or at least write these passages down that we talk about today so you can go back and look at them a second, third, and perhaps even a fourth time to verify the words we're sharing with you today. We've been talking about faith, and it's important that each and every person live a life of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if we're living only by our day-to-day living and wanting proof before we do anything, there's no faith involved. Faith, a life of faith, pleases God. We put our trust and hope in God and let Him lead us. The future may be somewhat blind to us, but God knows the future, and if we're letting God lead, if we're trusting Him and living by faith, God's not going to steer us wrong. Granted, there's going to be situations, and there always are situations that may be unfortunate in our lives. We might have some struggles, some disappointments, some sad times, some hardships, but all these are what I call character builders to make us more and more like Jesus Christ. We looked at Romans chapter 8 last week, and I'd like to have you go back to Romans chapter 8 again, because we looked at verse 28, and I want to continue with the next verse as well. Romans 8 and verse 29, for in this passage, we see it continuing the thoughts of living by faith. We know, verse 28 says, we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren. We experience life events, and some of them are good, but some of them are difficult for us to deal with. But if we are living by faith, these verses tell us that God is going to take those situations and good will come out of bad. He will teach us lessons and help us to understand His ways. When we pray for situations that are unfortunate, we need to trust God to provide and trust God to hear the prayer and to trust Him to answer that prayer the way He sees best. Some of our challenges are of our own making, but a lot of the challenges that we endure are for character building. We might be an individual who needs to be slowed down. You might know of an individual that has a bad language problem. There may be other character flaws in their life, maybe impatience, and there may be anger. And these are ungodly characteristics. What God wants us, as we see in verse 29 of Romans 8, that we're being conformed to the image of His Son. God wants us to be like Jesus. And I have in my home a model of a of an 18th century clipper ship. And it's a model that was carved out of pine, somewhat out of also other sculptures like a little lighthouse fisherman, a lighthouse keeper, and a little fisherman that were made out of balsa wood. Now, granted, it's a soft wood, and this individual that made it for me back a number of years ago in Nova Scotia, he carved these individuals and these creations out of wood, and I asked him how he actually did that. He was a great wood carver, and he said, well, I just take the block of wood and I carve away the stuff that doesn't belong there. And I looked at him and I said, well, that's easy for you to say. He knew what he was doing, and he had the vision in mind of what he wanted that piece of wood to ultimately look like. And I got thinking, that's how it is with God, as he uses us and he molds and shapes and fashions us into the image, as verse 29 of Romans 8 says, he is conforming us to the image of his Son. Jesus is perfect, and yet we have flaws that are not perfect. We're sinful. We are impatient. We have bad language. We have other character flaws that are ungodly. And these character flaws need to be corrected. And if we're going to trust God to shape us and mold us and fashion us into the image of Jesus Christ, we're going to have situations that turn up in our life that are going to challenge these character flaws. And it's like that piece of wood that Mr. Sullivan was whittling and creating a lighthouse keeper or a fisherman or this boat that I have. He was carving away, as he put it, the parts that didn't belong. And this is just like God. He's molding us and shaping us and fashioning us and whittling away at character flaws in our life and molding us into that perfect image of his Son, Jesus Christ. He wants us to be like Christ. And a person who claims the name of Christian is a person who is Christ-like. If we are truly a Christ-like person, we're going to have the characteristics that Jesus Christ actually had. And if we compare ourselves to Jesus and see what Jesus was like in his prayer life, he prayed daily. He had a daily walk with God. He didn't get angry. When he got angry, it was a righteous anger. He never sinned. Yet we make mistakes. He was truthful. We often tell stories. We tell fables and lies and sometimes get caught in those lies. We try to justify our sinfulness by saying, well, oh, God will understand. Now, God does not understand sin. It needs to be corrected. It needs to be forgiven. And God is going to shape and form and fashion us and mold us into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. And this molding is going to take place through life situations that are going to challenge us. How do we react in times of distress, in times of disappointment, in times of hurt feelings? The situations that occur in our life are, a lot of them sometimes are of our own making. But we need to look and be discerning to see if God is trying to teach us something. These verses here in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 goes back and says, we know that all things work to, that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. God causes all things to work together for good. God takes bad situations. He doesn't cause the bad situation, but he causes good to come out of bad situations. Take a close look at Romans 8:28. We know that God causes all things to work together for good. The things that happen in our life, God will bring good out of it. We'll learn a lesson. We'll learn God's ways. God may be trying to teach us patience. He might be trying to teach us honesty. He might be asking us to be patient in waiting. And he might be teaching us to love people that on the surface in our own minds are seemingly unlovable people. But God loves everyone. God loves the sinner. God does not like sin. A person who has a sinful life, God loves the individual, but not their behavior. And this is the way it is in our life today. People that have what is described as an alternate lifestyle, God does not like the actions. He does not like the alternate lifestyle, but he loves the individual. There's a difference. And so we need to realize God loves people, but he hates the sinful activity that often goes on in our life. And so he's going to take us, and he's going to mold us and shape us and try to fashion us, then to mold us to be more and more like Christ. But we must be moldable. We must be pliable and able to be used and willing to be used by God. And he will do that if we trust in him and have faith in him. May God bless as you continue to study his holy word and become a student of the word of God.